Hey Connor, how are you?
How are you doing? What's the crack?
No, not so bad at all now. You have got tongues wagging, you've got a bit of a buzz because the trails for the X Factor started running and people started noticing, well, there's our Connor.
Yeah, it's been sort of a crazy few weeks because, you know, it's been a big build-up and I think today now is the day when the nerves are starting to kick in. Tonight's the night on ITV.
What audition did you go to? Where was it?
So we did ours in Dublin. Mm. So obviously there was a few producer auditions that had to be done before.
A lot of people don't understand that, do they? That there is quite a series of as you say, producer auditions before we even get in front of the judges that we see on TV.
Yeah, I think, you know, some people when they watch it, they look and they see, you know, a guy walking in from the room with Dermot O'Leary. They don't realise that actually, you know, there's a lot of time, there's months before you even get that opportunity, and sometimes you have to go for a few years before they take a liking to you.
But it's a heavily produced show because it is a TV show. Yeah. And I think I think people know that now, don't they?
The last few years I think people have started catching on the fact that X Factor's not a singing competition, it's a reality TV show at the end of the day. But at the same time, you know, it's for people like me who maybe I sing in my gigs with backing tracks, and I've started writing my own music, but it's hard in a small town like Derry to get a break. Mm. And these shows sometimes give people like me a break.
And if your thing is pop as well, you know, we have a fantastic, rich group of musicians right across here doing all sorts of music and all that type of thing and doing fantastic, and we showcase them here. But maybe pop sort of been lost in it a little bit because there might be a bit of not snobbery from other musicians, don't get me wrong, but do you know where I'm coming from?
Yeah,
like that,
100%.
It's not seen as authentic or something. I think, if you're singing covers, for instance.
I think even in terms of Ireland at the moment, country music is just huge.
Huge, yeah.
It's huge. I think country music here is what pop music is in the UK.
Yeah.
And it's harder here to get a break singing pop, rock music than it is maybe if you're doing country music.
So you finally got down to the Dublin auditions. What's it like standing behind that curtain waiting to walk out?
It's a long day. I don't think people realise how long it is. Like, I think we arrived at, I think it was 10 a.m. on the morning, and I didn't get in to sing in front of the judges until 1 a.m. the following day. So it was a long day of waiting and sort of being very nervous and waiting to get in just to show them what you got. Like,
which probably wouldn't help. You know, they say the anticipation of something's worse than the events itself. You've had there 12-odd hours to become a complete back of nerves.
That's it. And during this time as well, it's constant filming. So you're getting filmed arriving, it's filming with Dermot, and I think once you actually get to that time of the day when you're actually going on the judges, you're sort of going, right, finally, thank God,
And as I say, I don't want to give any secrets away that I don't know myself, but, you know, once you know you're being filmed, you know that, right, there's a chance that I'm here being shortlisted for a bit of TV time here. How much of that is sort of like, oh, hello there, and how much of it is like, right, we're going to be doing a piece with you and this is where we want to go with it? And
to be honest, I think the X Factor production team and the executive producers in general, they try themselves to keep it as... They keep the show and they keep the running order of the show and how it goes as natural as they can. But of course, it's a TV show. You have to, things just don't happen. You have to put things together and put people in the right places with each other to get conversations happening, to get the right filming done. But they try, I think they've been very good this year in trying to keep it as natural as they can.
Now, we have seen you in the promos and we've seen what seems to be a positive response from Simon Cowell to you. Yeah. Right. So that's as far as I'm going.
Yeah.
I don't want to get you in any bother with the programme. So how far can you go? We're going to see on telly tonight, are we?
Yeah, so that's what I sort of came, as Marion contacted me to come today. I used today as a platform just to announce that it is tonight. I'll be appearing tonight at 8 o'clock, or between 8, quarter past 8 and quarter past 9. My audition was in Dublin. It was in front of Simon, Sharon, Louis and Nicole.
The whole band?
Yeah, that's it, from all the different continents in the world. She's fantastic, by the way, Sharon Osbourne.
Oh, was she, right?
She is... You know, for someone who is Ozzy Osbourne's her husband, she's a manager in America, she's a big, big name. She's so down the earth.
But they had to bring her back, and they had to bring Louis back, in fairness, because they are very authentic, you know, and they've been there and done that, and they have that respect in the industry.
I think you noticed last year, even watching it, it just wasn't...
No,
it, didn't
it
feel
wasn't
like
there,
X Factor at all. Mm. But tonight's, for me, I think it's a build-up at the minute of nerves at the same time. I know what I've done, but it's just for people seeing it, and, you know, you want to take this opportunity tonight to show people, members of your family, like my mum, my dad, who are my big supporters, my aunt Sharon, who she's discovered, or she claims that she's discovered me singing.
Everyone's going
to
claim
no,
that.
But no, she's right to claim that,
right,
because
okay.
She was the one that did it. And my girlfriend back home, and my grannies and things like that, and people that have been there. And
you want to prove them proud. You want to make them proud, and you will,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah.
How much of it, too, maybe, do you want to prove to people that said that you couldn't do it?
That,
or that you shouldn't
do it.
What's the breakdown there?
I think that's as important as well to me as it is proving people that's supported you.
Mm.
You know, growing up and singing, and I started singing quite late, 4 years ago at my Aunt Sharon's party, had a few beers and discovered I could sing. And I think that was it's a shock to people. It's a shock to people when that happens, and then trying to get people's approval over the last 4 years. I would say it's been tough.
How long does an audition take? Once you get on stage, how long's the audition?
You're in there for about... It feels like 30 seconds.
Mm.
You're in there for about maybe 10 minutes.
Really, yeah.
10 minutes. And the majority of...
Which is longer than I actually thought, because it is trimmed down. Even, you know, if you're going to be one of the biggies, you probably get about 4 or 5 minutes of TV time. So
the majority of it, to be honest, I think Simon Coyle is always a big pusher of this, is that... He spends a lot of time wanting to get to know you, getting to know your personality. Because at the same time, as we said, it's a TV show, but more so it's down to personalities. It's about how the public react to you, and if they take a liking to you, the singing's a big part of it. But you know.
Louis Walsh has said he thinks there's 10 acts that are going to feature in the show going forward. I don't think you can say whether you're going to be one of those or not. He did say that he doesn't necessarily think there's a winner in there.
Yeah.
Who's to say maybe you're going to prove him wrong?
I think that's just Louis stirring the press.
Do you think he's sort of under-egging it on purpose?
That's what he's doing. Of course it is. Of course it is. You'll have to watch and
he
see.
He knows how to play the game.
I know, you know, there's definitely going to be three Irish acts that are going to do really well.
Mm.
That's all I can say.
Are you including them yourself?
I can't talk about that. I can't say nothing.
Right, we were going to get you to perform live, but because of just the setup, it's just not perfect for it. So we're going to hear a track off a CD. This is the track 13. And just to remind people that you're from Derry, you're on The X Factor tonight between 8:15 and 9:15. We're going to see you perform. We're going to see what the reaction is. I think from reading the trailers that Simon likes you, and if he likes you, it's looking good, but I won't expect you to say too much about that. But I think we're going to see you again after tonight. But tell us about this track 13. What one is that?
I think it's probably quite poignant as well, the fact we're on the radio and stuff. It's a Christy Hennessy song. I recorded it a few years back and loved the song. I think the lyrics and the meaning of the song sort of sums up where I've came from the last 4 years and where I'm looking to go.
All right, and we hope you get there, Connor. Thank you so much for calling into studio with us.
My pleasure, thank you very much.
I've been sitting here so long for you to hear my song, and all you want to know, have I been on the radio? Who's the biggest star I've seen? What is my favorite scene? And if I get the job, would I sing on Mars? Yes, sir, I would sing on Mars. Play upon a star, I'd sing songs of the sun, and when my job's done, I would say I love you so, I'd like to play one more, just for all young lovers, for the road, and tell me, son, yeah, just how far I need to go to be a star. I have known my highs and lows, I've worked in every show, I've played in every time, and brought some highs this time. The critics never notice me, for I am not a star, you see. And yet I give my heart to every part. I would stand for hours and hours and walk through some showers with my dancing shoes in my dreams and views, and walk upon an empty stage with one light on my face to be told, don't phone us, but we'll phone you. Tell me, son, yeah, just how far I need to go to be a star. Every day the same old scene, the same old happenings, 100 miles of shows and just no place to go. And when your luck is all run out and you're asked to take a bite, you've just stolen the show, now you're on your own. Yes, sir, I would sing on Mars, and my dreams seem as me a star.